This month, we've been taking you on visits to different summer camps all around the region. Here's another one with a more of a global outlook. Yesterday in Kitchener, kids as young as 7 gathered to make a difference in the lives of people on a local and international scale. CBC KW's Claire Bonneman reports.
While other kids are soaking up the last day of summer, 7-year-old Laertes is in the back of a thrift shop warehouse, carefully wrapping hand towels around a toothbrush, soap, and nail clippers.
What you're mostly doing is just you put this hand towel out, and then you place the bar soap, then you put the toothbrush on top, and then the nail clipper, and then now you fold this, and then you roll this up.
Laertes is one of 29 kids who gathered at the MCC on Kent Street in Kitchener to spend one of their last days of summer at a Peace Builders day camp. Ranging from 7 to 14 years old, campers packed relief kits for refugees and others in need, stuffing donated items and supplies together into boxes and buckets, hammering them shut, ready to send off. Organizer Carolyn Gray says the work these kids are doing will have real effects on the world.
The kids actually here in this session are putting together relief kits that will be going, these ones to the Ukraine to help support people who've been affected by the crisis in eastern Ukraine. So these kids are putting together kits of these kind of basic human necessities that are needed for the short term and in order to start working on the development and peace work that's also needed.
Yeah, and if you're not in a place where you can always wash very carefully.
The event was designed by Gray and 2 students at Laurier University and Conrad Grable College at the University of Waterloo. The campers spent the morning packing and the afternoon taking part in the blanket exercise, an educational tool for Indigenous reconciliation. The focus of the day is learning about international relief, but also peace in their own communities, something Gray says isn't as challenging for an 8-year-old as some may expect.
And we stick it in
I think in some ways there are challenges, and for sure you need to think about how to communicate to 8-year-olds. But the amazing thing is that, you know, kids are open to these concepts and they want to know how to apply it to their lives. And our experience with a lot of school groups and faith groups that come in to do kit packing is that kids are very open to wanting to give back to the world as well. So it's really neat to see when kids get on board and ask big questions and are really open to learning.
That's it.
We kind of see relief aid as this way to have a bigger conversation around kind of how we use our lives to help our communities be a little bit better for all of us.
Mira, Eden, and Tessa are all friends who came to this event together. And at 10 and 11 years old, they've got the basics of international aid relief down pat.
We're packing relief kits
for
Syrian refugees.
Yeah.
Syrian refugees.
Yeah. I
help people worldwide.
Yeah, I really like learning about stuff like this, so yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. Basically, we just send it there for people who need that stuff.
Each kit is put together, packaged, and sealed by the kids in between educational sessions, learning about issues going on around the world and what they can do to help. 12-year-old Libby and her family have sponsored refugees as a group, but today she gets to make her own mark.
We're making hygiene kits for the refugees that have to leave their country or forced to leave because of war or starvation. I think it's great, and I love being a part of stuff like this.
What does it mean to you to be able to give back to people who are less fortunate?
It gives me a very warm and happy feeling, like I'm helping the world be a better place. I mean, it's just so sad to think that people have to live like that.
The young peace builders went through all the supplies in less than an hour, filling approximately 50 buckets of general relief kits and 150 smaller hygiene kits that will be shared locally and abroad to try and share some peace. Claire Bonneman, CBC Radio, Kitchener.
Great stuff. That's Claire Bonneman.